Hello, I'm John Paul Davis. This is The Uncomputable, a weekly podcast in which I read my poetry. Thank you for listening.
A benediction. In the subway, I had on headphones, listening to the rock band who gave everyone their album for free. It was pretty good, even though I had swallowed enough grief, enough loss, that I wondered what is the noun for an assembly of sorrows, like a wake of buzzards or a lamentation of swans, perhaps a never of sorrows or a fifth of sorrows or a war. Yes, I had swallowed a war of sorrows, and I'd forgotten what the world felt like in a body that didn't have a clotted throat and pinched lungs, and the rock band's song was about their childhood sorrows, which were also a war, and across from me on the train sat a younger man, maybe even a kid. He was hip and handsome, sharply dressed, and it happened that he was also embraced by headphones, tapping his feet and nodding his head as if agreeing with what he heard over and over. Yes, 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 and he looked up at me, smiled. And I realized I was also bobbing my head, and what's more, to a tempo identical and simultaneous to his, and I smiled back as if to say, I get it. I see it too, and we traveled that way, our bodies clocking our separate musics and periodically looking up and almost laughing, and then it was his stop. And he jutted his chin out, which is a way men give benediction, and loped off the train in big bounding steps, and the band in my ears changed songs but stayed in the same war, and I can't recall if I was still sad. I'm sure I was still grieving, but I remember it all as music.
You have been listening to The Uncomputable, a weekly podcast in which I read my poetry. I'm John Paul Davis. You can find out more about me at www.johnpauldavis.org.